Today and always, always I stand with individuals with intellectual disabilities who, along with their loving families and the dedicated staff that serve them, have made a choice, their choice, to make Whitehaven Center and Polk State Center their home. We just heard from the department that it is their philosophy that these individuals, these people that we care about, deserve to be in a community.
They are.
Whitehaven Center and Polk State Center are their community. The proposal to close Whitehaven Center and Polk State Center, done without any legislative input, done without the transparency of the budget process, is bad public policy. But most of all, it is a terrible way to treat people with intellectual disabilities and the dedicated professionals who care for them. I hope our voices today echo throughout the state capitol and thunder through the halls of the Department of Human Services. I hope our voices will give power to those without a voice and spark a movement to save Whitehaven and Polk, and equally important, a movement to protect some of the most vulnerable members of our society from politically motivated decisions to take away their choice where they call home and what community they live in. My dearly departed mother, Sally Adichek, worked at Whitehaven Center for many years. It is among the toughest jobs you can find in the care industry, but she loved it because she loved the people who call Whitehaven Center their home. It became part of her extended family. She was a mother at heart, 5 daughters and 2 sons. That's a lot of caring that she carried over, just as many of those that stand behind me, the proud professionals of this industry, who are not there as staff, as employees. They are there as part of their extended, dedicated family who have built a community and a home for these loving individuals. For the Whitehaven Center families, there is great comfort in knowing their loved ones are being treated with the utmost respect and care by a loving, dedicated staff. Instead of fostering that respect, care, and compassion, DHS is disrupting the lives of the people who live and work at Whitehaven and Polk Center. In addition to the deeply personal impact closing Whitehaven State Center and Polk Center will have, in addition to that deeply personal impact, the closing of these facilities will have significant and dramatic negative impact on the regional economies of the communities where these facilities are located. Over 1,200 jobs, good family-sustaining jobs, are being ripped away from these communities in northeastern Pennsylvania and northwestern Pennsylvania, ripped away from the communities where these facilities call home, and millions of dollars in annual economic losses will pile up on regional economies in the Northeast and the Northwest that are already struggling. The Department of Human Services should reconsider its decision to close Whitehaven Center and Polk State Center and listen. Deeply listen to the people with intellectual disabilities who have chosen to call these centers their home. We fight today because they can't. We offer our voice because their voice needs to be heard. We call for a choice because their choice matters. Let individuals with intellectual disabilities choose to live where they receive the best care. Where they receive the best care, not where some politician in Harrisburg has decided that his philosophy will decide where is their home and where is their community. Let them decide where they call home. let them choose Whitehaven Center and Polk State Center. Thank you for the work you do.
Save their homes. Save their homes. Save their homes.